You are listening to the Daily Executive COVID Briefing powered by Turbine Labs. U.S. slated to narrowly miss Biden's July 4th vaccination goal, June 23, 2021. Let's get into today's top stories. Stock futures edged higher Wednesday, signaling that major indexes may inch toward all-time highs ahead of data on growth in the service and manufacturing sectors. Amid annual online sales, like Amazon Prime Day, merchants continue to experience supply chain disruptions that elevate shipping expenses and eat into margins. The U.S. will narrowly miss President Joe Biden's original goal of getting at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine to 70% of adults by July 4. The White House said the nation needs a few extra weeks to ensure Americans ages 18 to 26 are vaccinated at rates similar to older adults. A mix of misinformation, low vaccination rates among teens and the spread of the Delta variant is fueling urgency and spurring a new push by the administration. Pressure mounted for lawmakers to open the U.S.-Canada border as business owners worried about losing another lucrative summer season. With the restrictions reaching their 16th month this week, the timeline remains unclear despite Biden and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reportedly discussing a potential end to restrictions at the Group of Seven summit this month. Governor Gavin Newsom announced California will pay off all the past due rent that accumulated in the nation's most populated state due to fallout from the pandemic. It is still unclear whether California will continue to ban evictions for unpaid rent beyond June. California has $5.2 billion to pay off people's rent. The money comes from multiple aid packages approved by Congress. Plant sales boomed during the height of the pandemic, but as the U.S. returns to normal, many are beginning to neglect their greenery. An increase in plant sales is typical during recessions, as is the decrease during recoveries. The U.S. spent $8.5 billion more on gardening-related items in 2020 than they did in 2019, and gardening-related sales so far in 2021 are up 30% from last year. A note from Turbine Labs. Beginning June 28, the COVID-19 briefing will shift its focus to return to work, economic recovery, and topics related to emerging from the pandemic. While it will look the same, the Turbine Labs daily leadership briefing will zero in on the pandemic's broader effects on the workplace. We will continue to offer this new briefing free of charge to our subscribers. Content facts. Turbine Labs has tracked 91,359 media articles and blogs over the last 24 hours and 239,442 social media posts over the last 24 hours. The next Turbine Labs daily COVID-19 briefing will be delivered on Thursday, June 24, 2021 at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Questions or feedback? Don't hesitate to reach out to us directly.
At Turbine Labs, our AI software reads and identifies significant media at 54,000 times the speed of a human reader, so you can take advantage of the most relevant and impactful information without media fatigue or misinformation. If you enjoyed this daily briefing, I invite you to like, subscribe, and share on social media. To obtain this briefing each day in your email inbox, subscribe by visiting turbinelabs.com and clicking Subscribe on our free briefings tab. Thank you.